Welcome back to the Townships at 12. If you're just joining me, my name is Maureen and I'm host of the Townships at 12 here on the Cube, 88.9 FM CJMQ, the voice of the townships. I have a new show at noon every Tuesday and Thursday, and the Tuesday show is repeated at noon on Wednesday, and the Thursday show is repeated at noon on Friday, and the show is available on our website under the Shows tab. In the second part of today's show, I will talk with Yolanda Weeks, who is the Artistic and Project Director for Literacy in Action. Today, Yolanda will talk to us about the Migratory Roots Project. But first, we will hear the song called Quiet Town by Mindy Smith, and we'll hear the interview right after the song.
Goes another plane roaring over our heads. Yeah, I miss the days when we lived in a quiet town, where people walked how they talked and they meant when they said, you got a friend you can count on. Guess me and you were a fortunate few, lucky to have had that it all to lose. And I'm willing to bet we're not the only ones left missing a quiet town. They're moving in with concrete and stone in those gray skyline homes. Remember when we lived in a quiet town, where the stars shine brighter than the city lights there, and the crickets still sang after sundown. Guess me and you were a fortunate few, lucky to have had that it all to lose. And I'm willing to bet we're not the only ones left in a quiet town. I still dream and pray. I wish it could have been saved. The simpler days, that quiet old way. If you came in on the new road instead of the old, well, you'd never know. This used to be a quiet town, where the wind and the trees and the buzz of the bees and the songbird song wasn't all drowned out. Yeah, me and you were a fortunate few, lucky to have had that it all. But I'm willing to bet we're not the only ones left missing a quiet town. Yeah, I'm placing my bet there's more like us out there missing some quiet town.
Dylan Teasdale for The Cube, and today I'm very happy to welcome Yolanda Weeks to the Townships at 12. Now, Yolanda is going to be talking about the Migratory Roots Festival Project, and she's the Artistic and Project Director for Literacy in Action. So welcome, Yolanda.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Now, tell us about the Migratory Roots Festival. Exactly what is it?
Yes. Excellent question. It's a little hard to define because it's a series of events that we're doing across the township, and they're just really beautiful moments to connect in community. We were in Ayers Cliff last night, and we had some beautiful cooking together. with Cooking Up the Past, which is the ETRC's project. And then we kind of went into a story circle where we shared local artists' poetry, and we had some visual art as well that we could enjoy. All around our theme this year of common ground, our favorite places in nature.
Okay, that sounds very interesting. How many years has this project been going on, Yolanda?
Yeah, so it's our third and final year. It's a project, so it has an end. And this is our kind of farewell tour. We've done workshops in the festival in six communities across the township. And so this fall, we're going to those same communities and kind of, not quite goodbye, but just a little wrap up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because Literacy in Action, you're covering the whole Estuary region, and this is wonderful. Yeah. You've been able to do this project in six communities. What exactly goes on, and is it a day festival in each of these vicinities?
Yeah, so it's six Thursdays in a row. So now we're on week two, so we're going into week three. And from 3 to 5 in each community, we have collective cooking and crafting. And then from 5 to 7, we have a story circle where we get to sort of read and listen to stories from local creatives. And then we have a kind of open time where people can share stories specifically around our theme of common ground. So last night in Ayersquith, people shared just like little anecdotal stories about their spots, you know, those places we keep going back to, those places we cherish. And sometimes the places that no longer exists. One of the themes that came out last night was actually places that have been in our families that are maybe no longer in our families. So the family farm and people driving by those places that they used to hang out at all the time and now, you know, don't necessarily belong to them anymore. So a lot of happiness and some sadness as well. And it's just a really fun moment to connect and see old faces and meet new people. And then we wrap up after story time, we have a community meal. So everything that we cooked during the 3 to 5 p.m. then we get to enjoy together.
Okay, sounds great. Now the collective cooking, what types of dishes do you have and how is this organized?
Yeah, so last night we did a bean soup, and then we had a bunch of local breads and cheeses and fruits and vegetables, and we used fresh corn to make the chili. And so that, like I said, was Cooking Up the Past. So the Eastern Townships Resource Center has a project that they've been kind of looking for old recipes and then bringing them to life with people in kitchens. So it is just really fun. I wasn't actually participating in the cooking yesterday. I was kind of setting up and peeking in and seeing people just really connecting over food and sharing like little tidbits. We made deviled eggs. And everyone had their little spice that they added. Some people added curry, some people smoked paprika. Yeah, it was just kind of fun to see people exchanging their cooking tips.
Okay, so you collaborate in part with the Eastern Townships Resource Center for this project too?
Yeah, so for three communities, so for Ayersquith, Barrie, and Lennoxville, we're doing the project with them for the 3 to 5. And then in the other two communities, on Stavson and Richmond, then we make a chili together, which is just a recipe off the internet.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a fun thing. And all these things are free. So all the food is free, all the events are free. And it's just, we just want to make sure people are able to come and be together.
Okay. So it's a little bit different for each of the places that you go, each of the vicinities, if I understand right. Coming up, because when this airs, I think you have one on October 3rd, and that's a Thursday?
Yeah, that's a Thursday in Barrie. So we're going to be at the United Cultural Center. It's in the old United Church. So just kind of on that main street in Barrie. And we've never had an event in that space. We're really excited. It's a beautiful, beautiful space. They have a big old kitchen and then a big wood paneled room in the back. Yeah, so we're excited to be there.
Okay, and after that, you'll be?
After that, we're going to be in Sanset. So October 10th, we're going to be at the Colby Curtis Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And then, again, same time frame, so Thursday, 3 to 5 for cooking and crafting, and then 5 to 7 for the story time and eating. And then after Sanset, we're in Richmond on October 17th. And then October 24th, the final Thursday, we're going to be in Lennoxville at Uplands.
Okay, good. You must have to have quite a few volunteers if you're having cooking and storytelling. Are they just regular volunteers of Literacy in Action?
Yeah, it's a very kind of spur of the moment type of thing. So people just show up and start chopping and start sharing their stories. We have people kind of contribute and make the events. The schedule is kind of the same every Thursday. But what's so exciting is it's really about the people that show up. So every time it's a different story, it's different places, different people contributing and giving a bit of their time, and I think getting a lot out of it as well.
Mm-hmm. Sounds really interesting and really educational. Okay, and yeah. These events are free. Where does the budget come from for the food?
So for the ETRC, they're covering the food part.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of it's from our funding, from Literacy in Action. Township Earth Foundation is also one of our funders this year. And then ELAN, the English Language Arts Network, they are funding the artists. So we have six creative people from these six communities. And they, ELAN sort of is our contributor to make those things happen. So it's really cool. Everybody gets a publication. So we put the works of all these six people together, and people can show up and read and look at their work. And this is original work that was created specifically around this theme of common ground, and people can take it home, which is really exciting. And if they're really into it and they would want to take two copies, we're all about sharing the work and getting people reading and excited about these really beautiful poems and anecdotes. It's really fun.
Okay, sounds like it's really well organized and a lot of fun. Definitely a place where people maybe can make new friends too. Now,
yeah.
It's the third and final year because of perhaps a grant?
Yeah, so we were really lucky to have funding through Canadian Heritage for the first 2 years of the project. And that's project funding, so it does have a sort of end date. And that kind of kept us going for a little while there. And
Okay, good. What's your favorite part about the festival?
I love it when people share stories. I mean, it's always just, you know, I think like human connection in general can be a little awkward and intimidating, especially if you don't know everybody in the room. But it's been this magical experience of just sitting in a circle with people and asking a very simple question. What is your favorite place in nature? And these stories kind of trickle out of people and everyone has a little story to share. Some people prefer listening, and that's totally welcome. That's a great way to participate. I just love it. I love hearing people's, you know, stories about fishing for trout as a child in a creek, and just kind of, even if I didn't do that as a kid, I can see it, I can imagine it, I could be there in that person's memory. It's just a wonderful experience.
Mm-hmm. I think it's so important to keep these stories alive too. What are the ages of the people attending the festival?
Well, yesterday in Hislip, our youngest was 7 months old and our oldest was 89.
Okay.
And that's probably, again, one of my favorite things about this festival is it's intergenerational. So we have everyone show up. And again, those are kind of really unique and important moments to have.
Mm-hmm. The intergenerational is so important, that aspect, because I think a lot of people live far away, definitely from their families, their children or you know, out west or down in the States, and the parents are here, the grandparents in another place. So I think that's really important. Okay. The Migratory Roots Festival. What else would you like to include talking about the festival, Yolanda?
I think the main thing is to come. I mean, again, if you've never been and you're kind of curious about it, but unsure, I would invite you to just take that extra step and show up. We don't do sign-ups. It's really just kind of the day of, be there and experience the magic that we've been experiencing. You mentioned kind of some of us are a bit spread out, you know, and one of the things we get to experience as we travel to different communities across the townships is we get to see how large the English-speaking community is and how we have these sort of pockets of people everywhere. But on the day-to-day, we don't necessarily get to experience that. So we wanted to share that we are part of this larger community, and we have important stories to tell and important stories to hear. So, show up.
Okay. And I just wanted to add too, it's all in English. It's a unilingual event because Literacy in Action, your mandate is to basically help the English. Anything else? Where can people find out some more information if they want to check the times in the different places?
Yeah, Facebook is our general go-to place. So just Literacy in Action on Facebook. We have the full festival schedule pinned to the top, so you can just see it there, and it says, you know, which communities, where exactly we're going to be and what we're doing. And then we also post this regular stuff of, you know, the pictures of the events and what's going on. We also have Instagram, which is a fun way to see sort of a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff, but social media. And if you ever want to call, 819-346-7009. We're old school like that too. The phone is always there, and you can email us at connect@lia/esprit.org. But yeah, Facebook, phone, those are your go-tos.
Okay. Any projects coming up and if we might be interested in?
Yeah, so HELP is a really, really fun project, and I believe you're going to talk to my coworker Alana about it next week, but it's a really, really important and interesting project about looking at services for English speakers in the healthcare and social services departments. So how people do get served, how people don't get served, and they're kind of going at it from all aspects of looking at users' experience and also helping healthcare professionals practice their English. So with matching people with volunteers, which is just a really awesome, like, practical approach as well. Like, we're looking at the data and people's experiences so that we can advocate on behalf of the English-speaking population, but also being like, well, what's the solution? What can we do right now to help that? And so that's a really interesting project with a lot of partners, and I'll let Elena elaborate more on that. But again, you can always just call us up or contact us on social media or email just to... If that you're like, ooh, your antennas are up and you find that interesting, we're always around.
Definitely. I'll have to reach out to Alana. That's really interesting. Yolanda Weeks for the Migratory Roots Festival coming up in a lot of different places. So check it out on their Facebook page. And thanks very much, Yolanda, and all the best on the events.
Thank you, Maureen. It was really nice talking to you.
You too. Bye.
You too.
Sometimes a storm just won't blow over. It's like I got the whole damn world up on my shoulders. So pull the blinds, lock the door, babe, 'cause you know it's been a long day. And there's just one place, one peace of mind that I can find. Only when I'm here with you I can breathe, I can let go. Nothing else matters. Your heart beats low. Is heaven ever after? Only when I'm here with you. Pull the stars down out of the sky. Let the sun burn out. Kiss the world goodbye. Everything falls away into the blue. Only when I'm here with you. It's half 100 proof, half holy water. Gets me high, babe. It gets me there every time, babe. Only when I'm here with you, I can breathe, I can let go. Nothing else matters. Only that I'm here with you, I can feel your heart beat tight.
You're listening to the Townships at 12 here on theCUBE 88.9 FM, and we just heard a new one from Mickey Guyton, and the song is called Here With You. Next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. How to get hay fever relief from fall allergies. Autumn is the season of change, with green leaves turning color and temperatures cooling. It's also the season of hay fever, or allergic rhinitis. Fall is a very common season for seasonal allergies to kick in, says Dr. Lee, a Mayo Clinic allergist, and ragweed is usually the biggest culprit. If an allergic person with ragweed sensitivity goes outside, they inhale ragweed pollen grains, like pollen plant proteins that land in the lining of the nose, says Dr. Lee. And in that allergic person, there is an inflammatory response or an allergic response that causes the swelling, the runny nose, and the mucus production, making life miserable for people with seasonal allergies. Nasal congestion, sneezing, runny nose, maybe itching of the nose or the mouth, as well as similar eye symptoms, eyes water, turn red, or get itchy, says Dr. Lee. The first step in getting relief, reduce your exposure by limiting time outdoors when pollen counts are high. Second, try over-the-counter medications like antihistamines, decongestants, and allergy nasal sprays, which can help control the symptoms. And if those don't help, make an appointment with a healthcare professional like an allergist. And that's some health news today from the Mayo Clinic here on theCUBE 88.9 FM on the Townships at 12. I'd like to thank my guest today, local music artist Tim Brink. Check out the website timbrinkandtherising.com for news on the new album. And I'd also like to thank Yolanda Weeks, artistic and project director for Literacy in Action, for telling us all about the Migratory Roots Project. Check out the Literacy in Action website at lia-s3.org. We will close today's show with a new song by the band called Lady A, former Lady Antebellum, and the song is called Stop Dragging My Heart Around. Thanks everybody for listening and have a great day.
Baby, you come knocking on my front door. Same old line you used to use before. I said, yeah, well, what am I supposed to do? I didn't know what I was getting into. So you had a little trouble in town. Now you're keeping some.